As we learned this morning, the inyan of Mumar L'Tiavon, and I assume you saw the Gemara that the definition of Mumar L'Tiavon is the one who has a taiva for food, and he prefer not to violate any isurim. He'd rather have something with derech heter, but he has very little self-control, in which case, if it requires any tircha to retrieve kosher food, he'll just opt for the nevela. And that's what the Gemara tells us on Daf Dalet, that why is the Mumar Ochel Nevelos, it starts on Daf Gimel, but it's repeated with a svar on Daf Dalet, that the Yisrael Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon Bodek Sakin V'Nosin La'Umutr Lechel Mishchidaso. So long as you check the Sakin and you give it to him, you're allowed to eat from Mishchita. My Taima came into Ika Hetera V'Yisura Lo Shavek Hetera V'Achel Yisura. If he has the option, so since he has now a kosher knife, so then he's going to use it and make a proper Shchita. He's not going to dafka go out of the way, lahachis, and shechtit b'nevela. He's going to do a kosher shechita, and you could rely on this. So now, as you guys know by now, there are a few different concerns always when it comes to finding a kosher shochet. So in terms of vizavachta, the requirement vizavachta, if you do require that, which is shitas tosfos, so then he certainly is a yid, he's a din of vizavachta, and he's kosher in terms of that. He's a bar zavuach. Now the other questions are in terms of the chazaka, and in terms of the Ne'eman. So Chazaka, the Rambam already writes in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dalet Halacha Yudalet, that there's a Chazaka. He writes, I'll get out quickly here, that a Yisrael Meshuma, that's a Mumar, La'Veira, Min Averos, Sheya Mumcha, Hareze, Shochet Lichatchila, the Tzarech Yisrael Kash Livdok, Es HaSakin, V'Acharkach Yitnenu, the Meshuma, to give the Kosher Sakin to the Mumar, Lishchot Ba Mipnei Shechazkaso, She'eno Tareach Livdok. Okay. So therefore it's a kasher shechita. But what he writes in the Rambam and Hilchos Eidos, what about the inyan of Ne'emanus? Do we trust? What about the shechita of the Mumar? Do we trust his shechita? So we have a big machlokas, a three way machlokas here. Let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos, Eidos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, Eid Echa Ne'eman Bi Isurin Afa Pishu Pasol Lishar Edios Sharei Rasha Bavera Sheshachat Shchitasa Shera. V'ne'eman lomar kelacha shechatasi. So we know that, of course, a Rasha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about those who are pasul with respect to a edus of mamon, there are kasher for edecha ne'eman bisurim, according to the Rambam. So even though they're Rasha and they're pasul in terms of edus, we rely on them and there is ne'emanus. We entirely trust them. So that's the shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Edus, is pure ne'emanus. But if you look in the Taras Abayis, the Rajba, and the Bedek Abayis, the Ra'ah, and the response of the Rajba, again, in Mishmeres Abayis, things come off slightly different here. The Bedek Abayis, firstly, the Taras Abayis, the Rajba writes that you could rely on a Mumar L'Tiavon. You could trust him. If he says, shecht it properly, you're allowed to rely on him. And the Bedek Abayis says, how could you say that? V'ani omer she'yef shalad din zed. This halacha doesn't make any sense. Ela b'yadua lanu shaya sa sakin zo yafe yidulo. Even though the shechita is good in front of us, he's not trusted, and we don't trust him in edus at all. That even if he claims he shechted with a proper sakin, we don't trust him. So the Bedek Abayis says we do not trust the Ne'emanus of a Mumar L'Tiavon. That's what he writes. We don't trust him at all. So while the Rambam says we do trust him, the Bedek Abayis says we don't trust him. And the Mishmeres Abayis, yeah?
He goes so far to say if you check the knife before, then it would still not be good?
If you check the knife before, and he still says, let's go to the Rashba. Let's start with the Rashba. The Rashba says that Im Shachat Beino Levein Atzmo, V'yeshimo b'bayis sakin paguma v'sakin yafa. He's in his house by himself. He has a good sakin and a bad sakin. And he says, shechatati ne'eman, we trust him. Kavachomer based on a sugya from Chametz. So on that, he says, you can't trust this adin at all. Because unless you know for sure that he had the sakin yadua, but if he doesn't have the sakin yadua, I mean, he has options. Of either way, there's also a sakin paguma that's there, so then you don't know which one he relied on. If he only had one knife, and it's a good knife, then you could trust him. But if there are two options there, so you can't really trust him. There's no edus, there's no nemanus by Mumar L'Tiavon. So while the Rambam writes in Hilchos Edus, there is nemanus. The Ra'ah writes in Bedek Abayis there is no nemanus by a mumra l'tiavon. And then the Mishmeres Abayis is an interesting formulation. His response back, he kind of, again, there are a lot of different sugyas here. I don't want to get involved in based on the rest of the first parak. You looked into it, great, but I don't want to bring the different rayas. But in the end of the day, he feels like he's cornered. It's funny how he's a kind of like stepping back a little bit from the Ra's questions, and he says, "Delo ne'manus gemurhi." I didn't say it's a real ne'manus that the mumel tiavon. Ella anu omrim kan nimsa v'kan haya. They had a sakin yafe, and most likely he relied on it. V'al karchan anu somchin alav umaminin osa b'miksas in yone shchita. It's a very fine line that he's walking here. We rely on him a little bit, and we trust him a little bit in regards to this particular shchita. So you have three different shitas here. Either there's full ne'manus like the Rambam, there's partial ne'manus like the Rashba, where there's no ne'manus at all, according to the Ra'ah, in terms of trusting the Mumra L'tiavon. So Soloveitchik has a whole shtickle here. He's discussing, it's really machlokas, all these different shitas about the nature of the chazaka, how the chazaka works in terms of trusting the chazaka of a shchita being a good shchita. I'm going to take a different approach here, which I felt it was a little bit more clear in my understanding of. They're arguing about the nature of Eidecha Ne'eman B'Yisur. That's the three-way machlokas. And I think we have lined up very nicely. There are three shitas we find in the Achronim, and there's also Rishonim, but I think this three-way machlokas in Achronim lines up perfectly with these three shitas in the Rishonim. So let's begin first with the Rav Chanan Wasserman in Kovei Tzaharo Simen Samech Gimel Os Gimel. So he writes, firstly he points out, we're going to get to this machlokas, whether or not psulim are kosher to be eid echad. We paskin that a pasul eid can be in eid echad, meaning even though an isha is not kosher for eidus, she is kosher for eid echad. A karov isn't kosher for eidus, but a karov is kosher for eid echad neman bisur. So assuming that's the case, so he says what comes out, clearly then there's a chilek bein ne'manus of Eid Echad versus ne'manus of Shnayim. There's two different dinim. And what he writes is as follows. The Shnayim, when they're two Eidim by regular Eidus, it's mevarin es ha'maisa bira gamur. To mamish a clear klut, we assume it's a vadai. Whatever Eidim say, we trust them as the Torah's vadai, and it's mamish what happened. And therefore he says, Lo mahani tainis bari negdan. If someone says tainis bari, that I know for sure it didn't happen, we don't trust him. Eidus to Eidim is maisa bira gamur. Aval be'eid echad, when it comes to eid echad, afibu makum sheo neman, we trust in eid echad. Ein lanu bira al maisa. There's no clarification that this vade happened. Ela sheyesh lismoch al dvarav linen she'ein tzarech lachosh l'tzayasavik. Meaning there's a suffix if something happened. We don't know if it's us or mutter. We don't know what to do. And Eid Echad comes along, and he says it's mutter. So it allows us to tip the scale a little bit and trust. Not, I should say trust. But we could be somich, which is we could rely a little bit on that Eid Echad to tip the scale slightly. But if a tainis bari comes against it, it could tip back the other way. So it's what we would call Eid Echad means, not that there's ne'manus, but we could be somich on him, we could rely on him, B'miktas. Who does that sound like?
Rashba.
Mamash sounds like the Rashba. Almost the same exact words. It's a pella that Rav Chanan doesn't quote the Rashba here, but it sounds like Mamash the same thing. That delo nemenas gemura, says the Rashba, ela anu omrim kan nimsa kan haya, val karchenu anu somchen alav. So they didn't have smicha. We're somich. Then we have the sheet of the Taz. I don't know if anyone got to see the Taz. Anyone saw the Taz inside? No one saw the Taz. Okay. So the Taz is a little bit tricky. I don't want to go through the Taz either. It's a nice Taz we want to go through in terms of trusting Mesiach Lefi Tumo Sugya and relying on a non-Jew who tastes Basar B'chal of it. The halacha is based on the Sugyas in the 7th parak Kol HaBasar in Mesiach HaSchulin that if some milk falls into basar, so only if it gives tam. If there's taste of milk, will be asr. If there's no taste, so then if there's no milk, so then you can have the chuln. I mean, you'll have chuln with meat in it, a little milk falls in, so if there's no taste of milk, I'm allowed to eat it. L'chad chila. How do you know? Well, I'm not going to test it, because if it tastes the milk, I'm violating issur d'oraisa of basar b'chalav. So you have a non-Jew taste it. And if he tells you that it's there's no milk, so you can rely on him in terms of eating the rest of it But nowadays we don't trust the Ramah Pasim, we don't trust them for various reasons, and therefore we have to have shishim. Shishim is a 60 amount of meat. Kenege the milk, we say batav a shishim, and you're allowed to eat it. So that's the din. So in this discussion of Mesiach Lifi Tumo, of relying on the Akum, that you can't tell the Akum why you want to know him to taste it. You say, taste this neutral I made. And he has no reason why you're relying on him, he just tastes it. So if he Mesiach Lifi Tumo, he just tastes it and says, ah, it tastes like some milk in here. Or it tastes like there's no milk in there. So you can rely on that. That's how the Gemara understands it. So in this conversation, the Taz, this is where in Simen Tzadi Ches, Sif Katan Beis, I think, right? And a long shtickle here. And in that, he talks about Eidech HaNem and Bisurin, just like two lines, he says. He says that when it comes to Mashe'ink, he talks about Eidus, when it comes to Eidus Mamon, you need real Eidus, and you can't rely on Mesiach Levi Tumo by Eidus of Milei Dirabanan. Mashe'ink kein be'isre heter, Shapir Mahani, Dibazeh lo ba'inan Eidus Gemura, Ella bim yeshlanu hochacha sagi. So, he says you don't need Eidus, but he also says you're not so mechalav. You need a hochacha, a good proof. Which I would put in the category of Nemanus. There's Nemanus. Not that we're so mech because we're not sure what to do. It's real Nemanus. All you need is one aid in terms of Isur, and you can rely on that. But that's not formal Aedus. Aedus is only two Aedim. This is Nemanus. We really trust when a woman says that she's giving kosher food, we trust her, but Nemanus. Not just a so mech alav. So that's the Lashon of the Taz. Now, which of the Shom does the Taz sound like? The
Rambam.
The Rambam. Ram clearly says in Hilchas Eidus that there's real nemanus, that a sharei rasha bavera sheshachat shechitasok shera v'neman lomar kalacha shechatati. Mamish pure nemanus. Yeah.
Eidus of a non-Jew and Eidus of a rasha are two totally separate. Nemanus of a non-Jew and nemanus of a rasha are two totally different things. I mean, the Rambam is gonna, in the case when the Taz says that, the Rambam disagrees.
Yeah, but the Taz is not saying this is true only of this application of a goy. The Taz thinks this is a yesod in all of Eid Echad. Even though this application...
The Rambam doesn't. Meaning the Rambam by there doesn't think like the Taz. So.
But by the goy in particular. But by Eid Echad he agrees. I mean, they agree by Eid Echad in general is based on Nemanus. But in terms of a goy, Taz thinks it's still Nemanus. Rambam thinks it's based on another din. So we're not concerned with the Goy in particular. That was just where the Taz was working off of. But the Yisod of Eid Echad, they both agree that's based on Nemanus. To apply that to a Goy, that's where the Machlokas is. We're gonna, you're right. But we'll ignore that, Shita, with regards to the trusting the Goy. But in terms of the Yisod of how Eid Echad works, it's based on Hochacha, proof, clarity. It's based on Nemanus, which sounds like Mamish with the Rambam hold by Eid Echad here in Hilchos Eidus. And then the third Shita in the Achronim is... the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is interesting because he has two dinim. Reb Chaim, this is found in Simen Tzadihe. The Rambam is talking about an Eid Echad Neman that if an Eid Echad says a certain din, so an Isha is Yechol Lahachisha. Isha could come and go against that Eid Echad and it would cancel him out. And the reason is because he says, "Ein la taras edus ba gadasa rak din nemanus." A woman only doesn't have a din of edus; she has nemanus, so she could go against another aid who also has nemanus. So then he goes on to bring the Rambam, and he ends up. The Rambam holds that there's a concept the Gemara says: whenever komakum shene hamina Torah ed echad harehu kishnaim. Whenever the Torah trusts an aid echad, the Torah gives it the power of two, the koach of two. That's what the Gemara says. One aid is equal to two aidim. That's the strength of it. Which sounds like a din of aidus. That when it comes to dine mamon, you need two aidim for aidus. And when it comes to dine isur, you need one aid for aidus. That's what the Gemara sounds like. An aid echad of isurin is equal to two aidim of dine mamon. That's a simple way to understand that halacha. It's a din of aidus. But the Rambam holds that concept of Kol makom she'minu Torah eid echad harehu kishnayim is only true if the eid echad is a kasher eid. But if the eid echad is a pasul eid, such as a isha, so we trust her, but it does not have a din of eidus. So in other words, the Reb Chaim says that Eid Echad could sometimes be Eidus, Eid Echad could sometimes be Nemanis. It depends who the Eid Echad is. If the Eid Echad is a kosher Eid in general, we would rely on a regular a male. So when he gives the Eid Echad, B'Yisurim, that is a din of Eidus to it. But if it's a person who is normally pasul for Eidus, such as a Isha, so then she would be trusted midin ne'emanus be'Eid Echad, but wouldn't be relied on b'Toras Eidus. So this Shita Reb Chaim, that this Mamish Eidus, sounds like which Shita, who's left? Sounds like the Ra'a. Because the Ra'a, what was the problem with the Ra'a? The Ra'a said, it's actually even clearer, didn't say it so much here, but if you remember what we saw the Sugya by a Katan, where the Ra'a in the Bedek Abayis also was not relying on an Eid Echad by a Katan, his formulation there, let me pull it up quickly, sorry, was it Daf Ches or something? Don't have it underlined? I'm not sure. By Kata, I'll see if I can find it quickly again. But his language here, at least by Mumar, he says, Eino neman lanu be'eduso klal. The Ra'a says, he's not trusted be'eduso. So in second, the Ra'a says, why don't we trust the Mumar l'te'avon? Because since the Mumar l'te'avon is a Rasha, and Rasha isn't a good aid, so he can't be trusted for Eid Echad either, because Eid Echad is also b'toras Eidus. Just like what Reb Chaim said, it's b'toras Eidus. Okay.
The Ra'a says, sorry, we don't trust him?
The Ra'a says we do not trust the Mumar l'te'avon.
Don't we say that like some engine by the Matrix, like the old Mishnah story about the pasul of Eidus, that it's a problem in Nemanus? Like if you gamble, you're pasul for Eidus because you're not a Neman person. So then how are you separating the Nemanus from the Eidus?
We only would rely on an aid who also has Nemanus. But when it comes to that Nemanus, it might
have
be
Nemanus without being an aid.
Exactly. You can't have Eidus without Nemanus. But you can't have Nemanus without being an aid. In other words, an Isha has Nemanus, but she's not an aid. But to be an aid, you first have to have Nemanus. If the Ra'a said something similar to this language here when it came to the Katan as well. I may have didn't underline the language here. But it seems to me clear that the Ra'a holds that Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin is based on Eidus. And that's why you don't trust the Mumar L'Tiavon. And like Reb Chaim, it's a din of Eidus. The Rajba holds the din of being Somech Alav, like Rav Elchanan. And then we have the Rambam, who holds pure Nemanus, not Eidus, but pure Nemanus, which is like the Shita of the Taz. Yes?
Sorry, the Rambam, what are we saying the Rambam holds?
Rambam says real...
In the beginning.
The Rambam holds in Hilchas Eidus, it's about Nemanus.
Oh, meaning by a Mumar.
Yeah.
So therefore, a Mumar that says Eishachten.
Eishachten, we rely on him, we trust him, because Nemanus.
So what does it mean at the end when he says, Aval Chasha al Dabar, Eidu Nema al Shalom? Aval Nema al Chasha.
So this is a whole sugya about, we don't rely that he's going to cause anyone else to sin. Only.
Isn't that saying Aval Chasha al Dabar, meaning if the guy eats an avilas, he's a Mumar the Teyavon, he's not believed al Shalom.
But he's Neman al Shalachirim. He has Nemanus there. The reason is, but
look. If someone else, he can say, no, that guy didn't, it's not an avila. I saw the Shechita, it was good, because Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Meaning he's believed a Rasha has Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. But the Mumar L'Teyavon can't be on his own. I thought that, unless I'm wrong, I thought that's what the Rambam was saying.
This din here is a person wouldn't be Chote. We're not Choshesh of Lifnei Iver of this Mumar. So he wouldn't sin. He wouldn't make that guy sin. If it's for his own taiva, so then he's going to sin for himself. But for someone else, he won't sin. That's only if there's a chashad there of him violating an iser. When it comes to an option where there is a the kasher option, there's no tircha issue, there's no chashad there at all.
We have a chashash by a mumar. The point is, he's not going to throw away the heter to the iser, but there's a chashash.
No, so, okay. This would go
that's
then.
Why we need to be both taking sake.
No, but this Rambam would go against the entire Gemara then. The Gemara says we rely on the shechita of a mumar.
But if you're both taking sake, meaning you still need to do something because he's chasher.
Yeah, our case here is also where you're both taking sake. You checked it. There's a kosher sake. There's also a non-kosher sake. There's a sake paguma. That we have the yisod of the Gemara that whenever there's tircha. So, but if there's no tircha, he's going to opt for the kosher sakin.
So what's the difference between Asher Yerusha Ba'avir that he's totally believing, and Achash Al-Davar,
and what's the Rambam saying? See, he's not, this sugi is not only, this Rambam's not only talking about a mum of tiyavon, he's talking about all types of Rishayim here. It's lav dafka for shchita, just in general.
So therefore, I'm saying, therefore by all Rishayim, we'll say, Enechanem and Bisurin, and it works. Because just because he's a Rasha doesn't mean he's not believed about this. But Al-Davar Shu Chashad.
That's like a mum of lahachis, let's say. He's chashed to do. You have to learn those sugyas there.
Isn't just we already know that.
Yeah. Okay. You have to look at the sugyas in the Bukharis that talks about, you know. Well, no, it's a good question, but again, the chashed, we're not choshed the mumel tiavon, and then we're not choshed him. If there's an option of heter there, and there's no tirchan involved, there's not a chashad at all. That's why we trust him. Okay. So the so now there end up being a number of nafkamina between whether how you assume the Eid Echad, whether it's a din in Eidus, or whether Eid Echad is a din in Ne'manus alone. So the Minchas Chinuch on the Mitzvah of Lamed Zayin, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin is the Is of Eidus Sheker. So the Minchas Chinuch just writes very unassumingly that it comes to the Eid Echad, he says that you're only over the Is of Eidus Sheker Bifnei Bezdin. But when it comes to dini isra heter, ein tarch bezdin, afilu shelo b'fnei bezdin, mo'ilu edusa. So when he says heter in isra, he's referring to eidecha nemen b'yisurin. So he just says, without bringing any riyas or questions back and forth, eidecha nemen b'yisurin is subject to the isra deraisa of edus sheker, which it sounds like eidecha is din of edus. But if you remember the other day on, what was it, today's Wednesday, so I guess Tuesday, we saw by the sugya of the Kusi that Rav Elchanan asked the question, why don't you just ask the Kusi directly? Was it a good shechita or not a good shechita? And we know Kusi keeps anything that's mentioned in the Torah, he keeps very, very, very clearly. So he's not going to give you Eidus Sheker to say, did you shechta properly or not? He'll tell you the truth. What did Rav Elchanan answer? You guys remember?
Yeah, he said that since that there's no iser of lying by losana by the eid echad.
Right. Exactly. There's no iser of losana by eid echad. So Rav Elchanan understands that that eid echad is not a din of eidus, in which case it's not subject to the iser of eidus sheker. So this machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Elchanan hinges upon the question of whether eid echad is a din of eidus or it's a din in ne'amonus. Did anyone get to see the Yeshulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph Sifur Gimel? Anyone saw this? No? Remember what he said?
Did the Torah and Shulchan Aruch argue about whether you have to be a mumcha or a banner?
The mumcha, I didn't come across. Could be. I don't remember.
How does Minchas Chinuch and Rav Elchanan line up with Din Anidus and Din Anamanus? Why is that if you don't say Losana, then it's a Din Anidus? But if you do, then it's a din in
Ne'amanus? No, other way around. If you do, lo sana seemly, edus sheker seemly is restricted to edus. Whenever there's real edus, if you give edus sheker, you violated the issa deraisa. So only if you assume that ed echad, ne'man b'sirim is a din in edus, would it be subject to the issa deraisa of edus sheker like the Minchas Chinuch. But if you assume that lo sana does not apply to ed echad, that must be because you assume ed echad is not a din of edus, it's a din in Ne'amanus. It's just regular lying. It's not a formal iser of giving false testimony. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Siman Aleph talks about the case of a person, a certain shochet, he made a siman in the head of the sheep that he shechted that looks like a treifa. And he said, this is a treifa, don't buy this animal, it's a treifa. And then afterwards, he changes his mind and he says, it's kosher. So, are you allowed to be, can you change your edus? What's the klal we have? Kevich Higid. Ain't a chozer. Magid, you can't change what you said. So, Shulchan Aruch clearly says, you're allowed to, even though he said that it was treifa, he could go back, and he could say it's now kosher. So it ends up being a machlokas, and the Rav Chaim talks about this din as well in Simon, in the stencils, again, Simon Reish Tess. He quotes interesting Rashi from the Seches Sota. You can take a look there if you'd like. What he writes is that he yesh lachkor whether or not the inyan of eidach and visurin is subject to the din of einach ozer magid or not, and he ends up saying that only if you assume that eidach is a din in edus would you assume you can't retract? But if you assume that you can retract, then you have to say Eid Echad is not a din of Eidus. So this would be another nafkamina if the ability of to be chozer magid, if you can or can't, is tali whether or not Eid Echad nem b'isurim is a din of Eidus or not a din of Eidus. Exactly, that's why you're allowed to retract. He does point out, Rav Chaim says in another line, it's possible that really you could say Eid Echad is midin Eidus, but maybe only that which is said in Bezdin has a din of Eino Chozer Magid, but Eidus has accepted Chutz LeBezdin, maybe it is not limited, and you can be Chozer Magid. So that's another angle to look. It's more of a din of how Eino Chozer Magid, what the nature of that is. But in terms of Eid Echad, we see the simple understanding is it's a nafkamina. The nafkamina for it was whether or not Eino Chozer Umagid. The Shev Shmaitz is a very interesting piece, as well as the look at Shir HaRav Simon Yud Beis about this in general of Chozer Magid by other applications. If a father says a daughter's married, the nemanus he has there, can he be Chozer Magid or not? A very interesting discussion on other points. There's another nafkamina that's brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the last Sif in Siman Aleph in Sif Yud Dalet. He says whether or not the Eid Echad could be by another Eid Echad. He says a shochet hashehed alav Eid Echad sheshachet shelo gehugan. One Eid says I saw that shechita wasn't good, and v'hu machisho v'Eid Echad b'chasha lav klum. Another Eid Echad comes and says not true, it was a good shechita, so we don't rely on the hachasha's Eid Echad. Why not? So the Taz explained, because the chol makom sheminu Torah leid echad hu kishnayim. So when the first aid says it wasn't good, so that's aid echad, we trust him, he has a din of two aidim now. And when another aid comes along and says it wasn't good, it becomes two against that first aid. Why the first aid doesn't become a two aidim is another point, but we see that the din of aidis, we have the first aid echad is a din of aidis, a din of two, and you can't reject him. But then the Taz quotes from the Yamshel Shlomo, quoting from the Ritva, quoting from the Nemuka Yosef, that din of Eid Echad is Neman Kishnaim is only in the world of Eidus Isha. When it comes to Shari Surim, Eid Echad is like an Eid Echad, in which case it can be subject to Hachashas Eidus. So again, there's another Nafkamina, whether you assume Eid Echad is subject to Hachashas Eidus or not, tells me whether or not it depends on whether or not Eid Echad is a din of Eidus or a din in Nemanus. I'll finish with one final nafkamina, which is we mostly assume, and the Rambam writes this as well, that Eid Echad is kasher even by Yerushalmi. We saw that explicitly in the Rambam, even by Psulim. But there is a Ritva that quotes Ma'an Damar. He doesn't say this, but it's very possible the Ritva oftentimes quotes to the Ra'ah. So it'd be very nice l'shita. So if it in fact is the Ra'ah, I don't know if it is, that there's a shita that Eid Echad only works if you're kasher Eid. And for kasher aid, so why would it be kasher aid? So, of course, you would have to assume that if Eid Echad is a din of Eidus, so then only a kasher aid would be relied upon. The Ritva goes on to reject this and say no, and this is how we paskin in the Ramah, and Simon Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Gimel, we paskin that even psulim are kasher for Eid Echad, but at least that shita, the Ritva, possibly could be the Ra'ah. That the Ra'ah we saw in the Bet HaGabayis held that we don't trust the Mumel HaTiavon because there's no Eidus. Why is there Eidus? Because you need to be a kasher aid. So that lines up very, very nicely what this Ritva is quoting in Ksubas, that only a kasher aid could serve as an Eid Echad. Okay, so we'll stop here. Now tomorrow we have regular Seder. If you guys want, there was a request last week for Parsha Shir.